You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
God, my refuge. Psalm 71, verse 7. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Thou art my strong refuge. Like the psalmist, believers become a wonder when others see how God keeps them. When the world sees how the Lord preserves us believers, it is a wonder to them. Moses was counted as dead, probably by some of the people in Egypt, because Pharaoh had sought to kill him and he fled. But the wilderness, nobody would think that Moses would survive the desert. And yet, many years have you wondered, how come? It wasn't a week later. It wasn't 10 years later. A whole 40 years later, Moses would show up. Not the same man who had lost his way, but a man full of vigor. A man fully enlightened by revelation. Fully on course, this time with purpose, and not just with purpose, but backed by the Almighty God, full of power, wrought signs and wonders. There's one scripture that I fear, and that is, seven times the just shall fall, but yet seven times he shall rise again. When you look at the end of the righteous, scripture says that his end shall be peace. Mark the end of the just, for his end shall be peace. There's something about the righteous. You can never put the righteous under. You may imprison the righteous. You may put him in bondage for 400 years, and yet the righteous will emerge one more time, and emerge with purpose, and emerge with power, and emerge to fulfill God's dominion plan, which he has established in the earth for the believer. And because of this, the believer will always remain a wonder. How come these people can never be destroyed? You may think that you are killing them, and yet Jesus will say that fear him who rather is able to kill the soul and cast the soul into hell than he who can just inflict the body or kill the body. The life of the believer is a mystery. And that's where we see in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 that it's a new creature. A new creature that you just cannot understand. It's like the scripture again says that the believer is like the wind. You may think that today you have calmed them and trapped the believer, and yet tomorrow, like the wind, not knowing where it's coming from or where it's going, all you see are the manifestations that in the end, the believer was used by God. In the end, the believer had a good testimony. In the end, the believer remained a sign and a wonder, fulfilling God's word. We are a wonder to the world, and this is your heritage. You are a sign and a wonder to the world. Believe it in your heart, for that is how the Lord has made you. Believe it strongly with your heart. I don't know what you are going through right now. I don't know what situations for which you are down. You may be weeping, crying. You may be thinking that, oh, is this my end? Am I going to be like this forever? But be rest assured, God's word is coming to you today that you are a sign and a wonder. They thought that Jesus, that was his end as a baby in Bethlehem. And yet Jesus emerged. Even after age 12, when he had showed himself in his father's house, they thought that, oh, that would be the end. But 18 years later, age 30, he was there. When they even thought that they had killed him, 3 days later, Jesus was alive again. You are a sign and a wonder. The world can never understand you because you are not meant to be understood by the world. You are meant to be a sign and a wonder unto the world. And you see through scripture, spread out through scripture, whether Isaac, Abraham, whether David, through all the difficult moments, and yet David will still fulfill the word of God and will still fulfill God's purpose. So our stability in storms points to the fact that it is not by our strength, but that God is our strong refuge. And that's where you see in the second part of Psalm 71, verse 7. I am a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Who is my secret? The Lord. What secret do I have for which I am a sign and a wonder that I cannot be understood? So many a time you think that this is my end, and yet that is when the Lord is starting the next phase with me. Why is it so? It's my secret is that the Lord is my strong refuge. Put your hand upon your heart and tell yourself that the Lord is my strong refuge. And for that matter, forever I'll be a sign and a wonder in the earth in the mighty name of Jesus.
I'll be a sign and a wonder in the earth in Jesus.
Jesus, we give you praise.
Amen.
We give you praise. In Psalm 71, verse 1, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. I hope that director will write the song down. Many a time I say that this particular scripture, I'm looking forward to us singing it as a song. So anytime I zoom into a particular scripture, please note it down. And let's sing it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We are praying, Father in heaven, as I trust in you, let me never be put to shame or confusion. In Jesus' name, lift up your voice and begin to pray wherever you are. No confusion. You will never be lost in your mind. You will never be lost. No confusion. You are a sign and a wonder in the earth. You will never be confused in the name of Jesus. We will never be confused. We will never be put to shame. Shame is not our heritage. Shame is not our heritage. No matter what, shame can never be our heritage. For we are a sign and a wonder in the earth. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Be thou my strong habitation. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. So you see in Psalm 71 verse 3, this is all about the Lord. It's not just about the believer. It is about the Lord. It is the Lord's joy that he is our rock and our fortress. You know, the scripture says that the Lord shall sing over me. The Lord sings over us. We are the apple of the Lord's eye. He says that he shall command his angels to keep charge over us, that even will not hit our foot against the rock. It is about the Lord. It is about the Lord. When the Lord is our refuge, it is about his integrity. And that is why we cannot be destroyed. You hear what Moses told the Lord, that if you destroy these people, what are people going to say about you? What are the Egyptians going to say about you if you destroy your children? When the Lord is our refuge, it is about his integrity. He keeping us is in fulfillment of what he has said. So we are praying that, Father in heaven, be my continual dwelling place and fortress, not just an emergency shelter, in Jesus' name. Let me continually dwell in you as my fortress. We know the scripture which says that we are hid in Christ and Christ in God. Cause me to continually dwell in you, not just emergencies, then I run to you. We are praying for this grace. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Whereunto I may continually resort. Let us continually resort to you in the name of Jesus. Let us continually stay in your strong habitation in the name of Jesus. Let us continually remain in your habitation. Let us remain in your habitation. Let us remain in your habitation in the mighty name of Jesus, not just as an emergency, but day in and day out. Let us remain in your habitation. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Our last prayer. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 46 verse 1. Psalm 46 verse 1. We are praying, Father in heaven, make me deeply aware that you are my present, near, and ready to help in Jesus' name. Why are we praying this prayer? Many a time we struggle about issues until we are tired. Then we say, oh God, now take over. Please, we don't have to struggle until now it becomes we are tired. It shouldn't be the case. We must constantly, sometimes we feel, oh, as for this one, it's just too small. Let me not disturb God about it. Please, we are supposed to dwell in God. When we dwell in God, nothing is a disturbance to him. You cannot be far up away and then feel that you are now coming to disturb God. Every time, the communication must be there because we are to dwell in him. We know the scripture says that if we abide in him and his word abides in us, then we'll ask whatsoever will and it shall be done. And so we are supposed to abide in him. Every thought of our minds must be about the Lord or in relation to the Lord. It shouldn't be that we try to do anything we are doing ourselves. Every time committing everything we are doing into the hands of the Lord. He being on our minds constantly, for he will keep in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. And so we are praying this prayer that it will be a habit that constantly, it's not that we'll come for emergency rescue, no, but constantly we'll be deeply aware that the Lord is present with us. Let's lift up our voices and pray for the grace to develop the habit of constant consciousness of the Lord with us. Rabba, 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Before we sing our last song of worship, scripture says that it is the whole duty of a man to worship the Lord. God formed man that we worship him, not worship him by just singing, but worship him or serve him with our lives. I don't care whether you have your parents are not Christians. I don't care whether you grew up even in a home with idols. It doesn't matter wherever you've come from. What matters is the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Revelation 3:20, Jesus says that he's standing at the door of your heart knocking right now, that if you open up your heart, he would come in and dine with you. He would come in and have fellowship with you. He will fill you with his Holy Spirit and you become a child of God, according to John chapter 1 verse 12, become a son. So I want you to say this short prayer after me. If you have not meaningfully given your life to Christ Jesus, just say this prayer. Lord Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner. Without you, I am condemned to death. I am condemned to hell. I surrender myself right now to you. Please forgive me of my sins. I repent of my sins, Lord, and I turn to you that from this day, be my Savior, be my King, be my Lord. And as I commit my life into your hands, Lord, please fill me with your Holy Spirit and grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasing to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. Please, amen. Let's bless the name of the Lord with a song of worship.
You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong in the your voice will sing with me. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of my
If you gave your life to Christ in the service, contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.